Well, thank you everyone for the presentations this morning. In the last little bit of time we have here before lunch, we are going to just hear some announcement from the MGWA committees and updates on what they're up to. And I'll just take this moment to thank everyone who serves on MGWA committees. We really do appreciate your contributions and service to help the organization keep moving forward. So first up is going to be Matt Meyer, and he'll present a brief update from the newsletter committee.
I was going to have Jure pull up the MGWA website, which has the new newsletter blog on it, but like he said, we'll have to use our imagination.
It's there, believe us.
Yes. My name is Matthew Meyer, and I'm a part of the MGWA newsletter team. The newsletter team has continued to post articles and announcements on our somewhat new blog-style format on the MGWA website. We hope that you have found these articles useful and interesting, and be sure to keep checking the website for new posts. We are always looking for new and interesting articles and announcements, so please keep us in mind the next time that you are part of a technical article or have an interesting groundwater-related news or updates to share with the membership. You can contact any of the board members. The best way is probably email editor@mgwa.org is that address. And by a show of hands, how many people here can read? Raise your hands. That's outstanding. That means that you are qualified to join our newsletter team. We are looking for new members to join, especially from the private sector, consulting world. We meet virtually about 1 hour a month, and the only real qualification is that you need to know how to read. It's a great way to get to know others in the organization and stay up to date on the latest groundwater-related news and other topics. Come find me today or Jure, or you can email editor@mgwa.org. if you are interested. On behalf of the whole newsletter team, which consists of Sherry Croning, Jane DeLambert, Jure Moore, Sophia Vaughn, and myself, we thank you for your support and your contributions, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Kate Pound, and I'm reporting at the moment on behalf of the MGWA Foundation. So in case you're not familiar with it, the MGWA Foundation is the charitable arm of MGWA. And this is for tax-related purposes. So the foundation supports groundwater-related education and outreach. As you may know, there have been some turbulent financial times recently, so the foundation endowment does remain strong despite these challenges. And the foundation is currently looking for opportunities to fund activities related to groundwater education. If you're looking for funds, go to the website, and there is an application process. The chair of the foundation is Stu Grubb. Stu, whereabouts? Okay, over there, you can talk with Stu about that process if you're interested. And the foundation just wants to say thank you very much for all the past donors. I just also want to mention that it's one of the few entities, because of the way it's structured, where you know that 100% of your donation is going to go directly to whatever is being funded, whether it be some kind of outreach or a scholarship. So now I'm going to change hats and put on my hat as the leader of the DEI, or Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. So this committee has worked with the Scholarship Committee. The Scholarship Committee is part of the foundation. The Scholarship Committee evaluates applications for the scholarships. And what we've done is we have collaborated with the scholarship committee to make a more inclusive application. We've also worked to develop a evaluation rubric for that committee so they can better evaluate applications for scholarships. We're currently in the process of planning our next initiative. If you want more information, you can see myself, Kara Dennis, John McDaris, Julia Steinberg, or Jared Seacher. So finally, as you're all aware, it's the 40th anniversary of MGWA, and we want you to consider supporting the Gilgubansky Student Scholarship. Now, to that end, we've got a fundraising challenge for all of you. You saw that board with the post-its right at the beginning. It's now out near the check-in desk. And we want to raise enough money to support one student scholarship by the end of the day. So that's $1,500. If all the post-its on that board are gone, we have achieved our objective and supported one student, which is just awesome. You can do this in many ways. The easiest way is probably Venmo, if you use Venmo. We have set up a Venmo account, so you can go out there, choose your post-it, put your name on the back, because there is also a drawing for some gifts. There's those amazing charcuterie boards. You'll be put in a drawing when you put your post-it into the jar. There are also a bunch of other ways you can give today. If you don't use Venmo, you can give cash. You can do a check as well. And there's credit cards, although there's an overhead there. I should also mention that today is Give to the Max Day. That's another way you can support the foundation as a whole. So with that, I'd like to say thank you and encourage you to support our initiative.
And last up, I believe we have an update from the Education Committee from either Jeff or Bruce.
Sorry, no slides. It's just me, Bruce Olson. I thought I'd spend, first of all, let you know, the Groundwater Education Committee came about, well, actually is reconstituted from a white paper that came out in about 2016. So it's been around for a while now, and we've been working on a lot of things, but the thing I wanted to mention to you specifically this morning deals with the education standards for science in Minnesota. And back in 2019, the legislature actually revised state standards for education and for the first time actually mentioned groundwater. And up until that time, the only mention of any focus on groundwater in Minnesota really was a requirement that teachers had to present or teach the hydrologic cycle. And so this is really a big deal. For the first time now, we have future generations in Minnesota that are going to have at least some education in science. And that's a good thing, but you know, the way the legislature works and legislation is actually enacted, or not so much enacted as is worded, when it comes to requirements from 9th to 12th grade, there are specific credit requirements that relate to physics and to chemistry, but it doesn't specifically mention groundwater. And so the Board of Directors for the Groundwater Association sent a letter to the Commissioner of Education about 2 months ago now, something like that, Gray, and specifically saying to include in legislation that groundwater actually be mentioned as a requirement for 9 to 12 graded science education. And that's so we'll have to see. But this is an opportunity for us here as the legislative session grinds on to actually tell our own legislators that this would be really a good thing to do, because if we're gonna really affect better protection and use of groundwater in Minnesota, we need a population that's better educated about groundwater. And it's nice, and we can focus a lot on adults, But it's really good to start with students who are information sponges to begin with. So it's good to bring them up to speed. And so I'm not going to drone on very long because I see pretty soon it's time for lunch. And the worst thing about being a speaker, if you drone on too long, I see a lot of you still have coffee cups out there, and so I don't want to dodge those. So I'm going to make this real quick. The other thing that related to education now is an effort through the Minnesota Extension Service to update a website for the owners of private wastewater treatment systems. And the first time now they're going to be folding in private well owner information too. You know, what is it about your well and your septic system, for example, that you really need to take into account and to start to raise awareness to private well owners about this interconnection, about what's going on in your backyard. You might be your own worst enemy. And I guess that's kind of a segue into one of the activities we've been trying to go on right now for the last couple of years, and that's to expand the amount of testing for private water wells in Minnesota. And there's an initiative, hopefully this year now, through the Minnesota Department of Health and other ones, to greatly expand private well testing and private well owner education. Some of you have been helping us with some of the more visible versions of this, and this is the private water quality screening clinics. And over this past year, between the Minnesota Well Owners Organization and Minnesota Groundwater Association, we've participated in 14 clinics that have been held throughout the state. And we've had about 1,400 private well owners involved with that, which is really a good deal, you know, and well owners seem to be very receptive to that and appreciative of somebody come out and help them. Just to let you know the enormity of the situation out there, we're not really sure how many private water supply wells there really are in Minnesota. Somewhere, my best guess right now is somewhere between 800,000 and 900,000 private wells in Minnesota. So if we dealt with 1,400 well owners this last year, if we keep it up at that rate, like 15 generations from now, we should probably have got to every private well owner in Minnesota. So stay tuned for that. That's another thing that the Groundwater Education Committee is working on. And with that, great, I'm done. So.
Thanks for those updates, folks. So the last thing I'd like to do before we adjourn for lunch is recognize two board members who are completing their terms of service this year. So I'd like to ask them to come up and accept a certificate acknowledging their contributions. So first is Vanessa Barata. Vanessa, come on up. Vanessa serves as the treasurer. And she will get this beautiful certificate, which is falling out of its frame. And then I'd like to ask Tony Runkle to come up. As you know, Tony served as president last year and is now our past president.
Thank you. Congratulations. I won't make a speech, but I highly recommend volunteering to MGWA. Really, I had a blast.
Thank you, Tony. And thanks to both of you for your service to MGWA.